Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God, and we glorify you because you are worthy, God. You are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You said into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to give you all the salutations because you're worthy, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, we glorify you. We glorify you, Lord, with the clapping of our hands. We glorify you, God, with the stamping of our feet. We glorify you, God, with the fruit of our lips. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We dare not enter into your presence, God, and being modest or too cute. We're not going to worry about who here or who are not, but we're going to bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to give you that sound on today, God, because you are worthy of it. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing, but we're going to concentrate on you, God, because you're worthy, God. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's not about her, but it's about you, God. So we will bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and praises shall continuously be in our mouths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bless you on this morning. We bless you right now at this time, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, he called it. We want to give it to you, God. And we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. Because you are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and the Omega. You, God, is the beginning and the end. It is you that make it all happen, God. You are the reason for. You are the Kyriokosia. The creator of all creations. You are the epitome of who we are. You are God. And we just want to Kyriokosia acknowledge you all today as being the soul source and the very essence. We want to acknowledge you all today as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to acknowledge you all today as being our sovereign and our Kyriokosia. And all powerful. It is you, God. You, God. I'm the only one true and living God. You, God, can speak a thing in any local shana. And it is so. It is you, God. And we want to bless you. Hallelujah. It is you, God. We want to bless you. Hallelujah. And we want you to know just how much we appreciate you. We want you to know that we appreciate you on today, God, because we don't let you know enough. We don't tell you enough just how much we love you. But we want to tell you right now that we love you, Lord, with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We want to tell you that we love you, God, with any and everything in us. We want you to know, God, hallelujah. And if we lift up anything or anybody higher than you, Lord, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay it at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay it at your feet. We pulling down every job, every bank account, every man, every woman, every child, boy or girl. We pulling it all down right now, God, because we're lifting you up. We're lifting you up. You said that if we lift you up, you will draw us just a little bit closer. And we want to be closer to you, Jesus. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your your voice. We want to feel your breath. Oh God, breathe on us today. Give us a fresh anointing. Give us a new dip, a fresh dip. Rain on your Goshani. Oh God, let your glory train be in here on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your glory rest in this place. Go down each day. See about your people, God. Because you know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our heads. You know what we need and even what we don't need. Oh, mama, oh God, you know God. So right now, God, if you don't see a baroko shana, we're coming to you, Lord. He couldn't okoshida bakasunokosia. And we're emptying ourselves, okoshana de la kasia. We're giving you every problem, every worry, and every concern. We're giving it all to you right now, Lord. He called it okoshida bakasana. Because we know that you can handle it and you need okosia de lobahashana. And we know that you can fix it and that you can change it, God. We're giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a loco shan de la casilla. Oh God, he called my man de loco shan de la casilla. You're the loco shana. We're giving you all this stuff right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can handle it. We don't want half of this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we've been carrying around in our hearts and even in our minds, Father God, and the very things that we see or hear, Father God, it causes us to be in between and in betwixt, Lord. So we're asking you to take it all right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because these things have a tendency of pulling us down and wearing us down, God, and we don't want this heavy weight, God. You told us to come to you and cast all our cares at your feet, God. You told us to come to you, Father God, and give you all this stuff that causes us to be burdened. So we're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it's too heavy for us. Oh God, we don't want it no more, Father God, and we don't want to keep retracting it in our minds and in our thoughts. It's causing us to be in a place of mental disturbance. Oh God, we're giving it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we do not even know what to do with it. We do not even know what to do with it, God. We don't even know how to handle it, Lord. So we're giving it all to you right now, God. We're giving you these things right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it, oh God, he called it, because these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do not even have a solution to them. But we know that you do, God. So we're going to acknowledge you concerning this thing on today, Father God, as we empty ourselves out. We're going to acknowledge you on today, Father God. As you can see, oh God, we're going to acknowledge you, Father God. Oh God, because we know that you can fix it and you can handle it. And that you can change it, Father God. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, Lord. We're emptying ourselves out that we may not have all this clutter in the inside of our hearts, God. We're emptying it all out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because we know, Father God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. Oh God, he called it, and even though it may look like it's trouble, even though it may look like it's a big old storm, even though we know, Father God, that you are going to fix that thing. We know, Father God, that you are able to do it, Lord. So we're going to give it to you all right now, Father. We're going to empty it out. We're emptying it out. We emptying it out right now, God. We emptying it in, oh God, because you are the only one that we could depend on. You are the only one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's not no job, God. It's not no me, Akasia. It's not no other individual, Father God, but it is you that is so dependable, God, because so many people let us down, Lord. So many people disappoint us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we put so much into them, God. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to help your people to remember, Father God, that you are a friend. Help us to remember, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are there. Help us to remember, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that when you came down here, God, you came down here that we may be able to experience the freedom in all these challenges in our lives, even now, God. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, mama, help us on today, God. Help us to recognize these things. Oh, God. Oh, mama, the Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning. And in the midst of him waking me up at 3 o'clock this morning, he started showing me all the different troubles that we are having and all the different challenges and experiences and stuff that we are going through and where it's taking us. It's taking us to a place of mental torment and it's disturbing us in our lives. The disturbance is so great until it's almost like it has become a storm in our lives. And y'all know when a storm comes, you can't really run from no storm because it's going to rain on your head. Or it's going to thunder. Or it's going to lightning. Or don't be in a boat and in the midst of the storm. It's going to be tossing you to and fro. You ain't going to know whether you're coming or whether you're going. The Lord started showing me how these troubles have placed us in a place that's caused us to be disturbed. Even within our homes, in our lives, in our marriages, on our jobs, concerning our children. Baby, let me tell you something. The worst disturbance that you can have, and this is me as a mother, is having grown children. And having grown children, and they don't want to listen. Listen to me about the disturbance of that. And so when you try to step back and try to take your hands off of it, you still be troubled and feeling some type of way in the inside of your heart. But then even though that you know that God is there, and I never seek the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. Listen to me today. Even though you know God is there, the reality of knowing that he gave us the free will choice, that disturbance is there because we and their actions showed us they may not choose the right thing. They may not choose to do the right thing, to go down the right road, or act a certain type of way, or do a certain type of thing, even though you may know. I'm talking about these grown children. I'm talking about these husbands and these wives. I'm talking about these grandchildren. I'm talking about these siblings and this mother and this father. I'm talking about the folk and the people, y'all. That's who I'm talking about. And so it may put us in a place of grief or sorrow or sadness because no matter what you say or how you say it, they still don't understand or they still believe that they're doing the right thing or making the right choices when all the time it's still disturbing you. And it gets heavy. It gets heavy because you be so concerned. And you be so worried that they won't change. They ain't trying to change. Or they doing a whole lot of lip service. I'm gonna. So these songs minister to me in my heart. Because sometimes when you go to a friend that you think is a friend, or somebody that you think that you can confide in, or somebody that, I was thinking today, you know, earlier today, I was like, okay, Lord, I know I need to be going to go through this or whatever. Who can I invite, or who can I ask? That? And then after I got to pondering and thinking some things, and because of my past experiences, I said, I'm good. I'm going by myself. Because of the disturbance that has been, do y'all understand what I'm saying today? Because after you done experienced so much and done been through so much, and even though you want to see or hear a change or see a change or even contribute to that change, it still disturbs you, because this right here, what I told y'all about them thoughts. Listen. Even though I know God is there, and that He will protect, guess what, y'all? Each and every individual that we know even crossed our paths, that's connected to us, or God has released us from, or whatever it is, anybody, listen to me today, it still causes us to be in that place of wondering, oh Lord, I hope they make the right choice this time. Oh God, I wonder how long it's going to last this time. I mean, these thoughts and these questions still arise. But Jesus was revealing to me on today, I want you to remind the folk and the people, include you, the reason why Jesus came. I said, okay, Lord, You've been having me. He said, yeah, I've been having you to tell the people and the folk to cast their cares on me, because I care for them. I've been having you to encourage them and let them know, come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and don't let your hearts be troubled, and thinking that strange, because this thing happening to you is what I've been telling you. No weapon for it. I've been telling. He said, but you got to. He said, I want you to tell them something again. I said, okay, Lord, what you want me to tell me? The reason why I sent my son. I say, okay, Lord, why? He say, tell them the title. I said, okay, Lord. He say, because some of y'all, he was talking to me. Included. He said, some of y'all just ain't got it yet. I said, okay. Why do I say that? I say that because of what I've been experiencing and what I've been going through. Don't nobody really know. The name of the sermon today is Justice for Our Peace. And then you got a colon behind it. It's done. Justice for our peace. So, this song right here, y'all. See, Jesus justified us when Jesus justified us when he asked God, his Father, don't destroy them yet. I'm just going to turn this down some. See, we don't really understand how we was justified. He justified us when Jesus said, "Don't destroy them Don't destroy them. Let me go down there. Let me go down there. See, Jesus did not just come down here to preach and teach, y'all. He didn't just come down here for that. He came down here to carry some things that was too heavy for us. See, he came down here to preach and teach and to tell us and to show us what our sins and what our iniquities and all this different other stuff is. But that is not the only reason why he came down here. He came down here to give us another chance. He came down here to give us another chance. That ain't the only reason why he came down here either. Because I need y'all to understand this. He came down here. He had me preach two Sundays ago. And the scripture says, this was Jesus talking to us. I am anointed to restore you, to heal you, to fix what you can't, to change what you think is unchangeable, to renew what you think is old, and to bring to life that dead thing. That's what he came down here for. So, in us knowing this is the reason why he came down here, why are we still troubled? This is what he told me. He said, did I say this is what he told me? This is what he told me. He said, you are troubled concerning this thing because you are afraid of the outcome. Okay, let me, I'm going to say that again. It could be in a marriage that troubles you, and that trouble got you in a place of fear what the outcome going to be. It could be on your job. It could be in your home. It could be in a relationship. It could be with your children. Your grandchildren, let me talk about me. I always use myself as an example, y'all. So the Bible says that a man is born, but of a few days you're full of trouble. And it troubles me. I got a son, and I got 2, 3, 4 grandsons. Now, in the midst of these men children in my life, I'm troubled. It troubles me because I'm afraid of what the outcome gonna be because of their choices. Did I say what I mean? Now, because I know these choices can very well lead to death, because the Bible says so. Naturally death, spiritually death, emotionally death. Don't you know your emotions can die and you can be a big old wreck of a mess? Don't you know that your mentality state can die, that you literally become a lunatic? And I'm talking death in any form or any fashion. This is what he told me. Okay, the name of the sermon is Justice for Our Peace. It's done. What is justice? It's conformity to truth, fact, or reason. Lack of favoritism toward one side or another. See, Jesus didn't have no favoritism when he came down here because he knew all of us was messed up. If he had any favoritism, guess what? Well, nobody be sitting here in the church today. when nobody be even in the earth today, because we'll all be doomed if he had favoritism. Did you hear what I say? He said, I have no respect of persons. This is what Jesus came down here for, to let us know that he is the justice of it all. Listen to this. What is peace? It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. It's harmony in personal relations. It's a state of freedom from a storm or disturbances. It's to be or become silent or quiet. How many times you got peace in your situation? Do you got peace in your financial situation? Do you got peace on your job, in your home, concerning situations and challenges and experiences that you are going through currently right now? Is there any peace? We don't have no peace. He said, justice for our peace. Now, I'm going to give y'all the scripture to this. He said, it is done. What is done? It's brought or having come to an end. It's to carry through as a process to completion. It no longer exists. That's what done means. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to prove it to you. Isaiah, his Bible's up under the seats if you want to look it up. Isaiah chapter 53. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Isaiah chapter 53. Thank you, God. See, we need to understand what Jesus really came down here for. He came down here for a purpose, for us to be free. He don't want us to be in a place of bondage. He don't want us to be in a place of captivity, even within our own hearts and even in our own thoughts. He do not want us to be in a place with chains and shackles all around us, and we dragging that ball behind us, or we can't get loose. He do not want us to be in a place where something or someone got a stronghold on us. That's why Jesus came down here. He came down here to do us a favor, y'all. Set us free. That's a favor that don't have favoritism. Because he says, I have no delight that any of my people should perish, not even the very wicked. So that's some favor without favoritism, and something that we don't even deserve. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. We're going to start at verse 4. Surely he have borne our griefs. What is born? It's to go on a specified course or in a certain direction. This is why he had an assignment, you guys, when he came down here. Jesus was on assignment. He was commissioned. He was ordained. And he was anointed to bring it to an end. He came on assignment. It's to keep in one's mind or heart. He had us in his heart. That's to born something. It's to hold up or serve as a foundation for. He was the foundation of our freedom. Y'all, listen, to put up with something painful or difficult, to take to or upon oneself. He took up. Listen, when Jesus came down here, he came down here to bear all our sins, our iniquities, our griefs, our pains, our sorrows, our disturbances, our troubles, our cares, our fears, our tears, our physical hurt. He came down here to solve all that. But because we be in the midst of it, or we can see that we can't see, I don't think y'all got that one. Because I can see what I'm going through now, but I can't see how it's going to happen. So that's where that fear come in at. Listen to this. Listen to this. Surely he have borne our griefs. A grief is deep sadness, especially for the loss of someone or a loved one. It's a feeling of impatience or anger caused by someone else repeated disagreeable acts. It grieves us and puts us in a place of anger when we can't come into agreement with somebody that don't think logic like we do. Okay, I guess I'm the only one. And surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded. What? Injured, hurt, bodily damage. He, his feelings and all that stuff was deep. He was wounded for our transgressions and our sins, y'all. He was bruised for our iniquities. Don't y'all know a bruise is a bodily injury that happens in the inside, and it breaks a blood vessel, and it's underlying. It's not overlying. It's underlying. So it's some deep rooted things that we were doing or we were going through that causes Jesus to feel for us. Listen. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. What is stripes? It's a hard stripe with a part on a part of the body from an instrument, and that instrument got like pointed sticks or something at the end. So every time they struck him with that whip, it teared off his skin for us. Okay. So why are you explaining all this stuff? This way. Let's go to St. John. Let's go to St. John, chapter 19. We're going to start at verse 28. We're going to start at verse 28. I told y'all Jesus came down here for a purpose, and he came down here for a reason. Jesus did not just come down here for to carry our sins, but he came down here for to set us free from any and everything that causes us to be in a place of bondage in our thoughts and even in our mind. He wants us to have that assurance that you ain't got to be afraid of nothing. I have wrote it 100 times in my word, fear not, for I am with you. But yet we still walking in fear. We are afraid of what's going to happen in our finances, our marriages, our home, on our job. He keep telling us not to fear. He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He called it a local sea and everything that dwells therein. So you ain't got to be afraid of absolutely nothing. You ain't even got to be afraid of what nobody say to you or what they say about you, because I have clearly done told you over and over and over again that every lying tongue, I'm a make it be confounded. You ain't got to worry about that weapon that's trying to come up against you. It ain't gonna even be able to touch you. I came down here to reassure you that, says Jesus. I came down here to let you know, even though you feel like that you are in that dark place, you ain't got to stay in that dark place, because I'm even the light in the darkness. I came down here to let you know that even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you ain't even got to be afraid of that when any and everybody is trying to come up against you all at one time. Or you think or believe that you can't get past this sickness or this illness. Please remember that by my stripes, you are healed. So I can heal that disease in your body. I can heal that virus that's trying to overtake your bloodstream. I can do this and I can do. He wants us to know that he is exactly what he said here. This is why Jesus came to reassure us. He said that I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. So you ain't got to worry about all that other stuff. You thinking about the wrong things. I told you to think on things that are of a good report. Think on things that are kind and that are pure and that I love. I told you to think on all these things. But you thinking about the wrong thing. Why? Because you have limited me. You have limited me from doing my job. Job simply for you. For you. This is why I came down here. I came down here, said Jesus, for to make sure that you know that if you keep your eyes on me, you ain't got to worry about sinking. You ain't got to worry about drowning. You ain't got, I keep telling you, don't let your heart be troubled. So that thing troubling you and it's worrying you, if it got something to do with your grandchildren, if it got something to do with your mama, if it got something to do with your husband or your wife, or I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is. I say don't be troubled. If you believe God, then also believe me. So if you believe God, then you you know who I am. And I'm anointed to make sure that you restore. It don't matter what all was taken from you. Don't you know that I am your provider? Why are you worried about that? Why are you worried about this? I came down here for all these things. I came down here to give you that reassurance that I am there. Even when you feel like you can't even pray. I already prayed for you. Saint John, in the book of John, he prayed for us. He, don't y'all know Jesus gave a prayer to God for us on our behalf, because he knew we were going to be going through the troubles. He knew we were going to have challenges. He knew it was going to be, what we say, hard. He knew we was going to be tempted. He knew that these things would overtake us if we didn't do that. Trust in him with all our heart. It's hard to trust when you can't see or touch. Come on, somebody. It's hard to trust when you don't know it's coming. Let me give you an example. When you go to job, go to your work every day, you know that check coming, don't you? You know that for sure and for certain. But when you go to God and you ask him for something, if he don't answer you right away, you don't know, do you? So it's hard to believe what you can't see and what you can't trust. But he said, trust in me with all your heart. Activate that faith. Right now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you may not even see it, but your hope has activated to come into existence because you know who God is. You know who Jesus is, which is his son. There's absolutely nothing that we cannot obtain from him if we just trust him. But we be troubled in our mind. I know, because I've been troubled, y'all. It's been some things that's been on my heart. It's been some things. And my concern. Yeah, I'm human. I'm not. If I had obtained already, I wouldn't be here. So yes, these troubles, these things, and this is what he's saying. We're going to St. John 19 chapter. We're going to start at verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. I just told y'all everything that he came down here for. Don't y'all know exactly what he... Jesus was so messed up by the time they hung him on that cross. The Bible says that you couldn't, and I'm paraphrasing, that you could not even recognize him. You could not even recognize who he was. See, the Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, I want y'all to study it. The Bible declares that even when he came as a king, as our Redeemer, as the Messiah, he didn't come so to get all the attention. The Bible says that he wasn't all comely for you. You understand what I'm saying? So he wasn't real pretty. He wasn't real fine. I just read all that stuff. The Bible declares some things about him. And then even in the midst of it, if you think about it, whenever he did something. I love him so much. He says, shh, don't tell nobody. He was a God of, he was a Jesus of discretion. He was like, shh, don't tell nobody. Don't. Just go to the priest or go and show yourself. But because we be so overjoyed, we can't help it. They couldn't help it. They couldn't help it. See, he came to free us from that place of captivity. He freed the man with leprosy. He healed the blind. He healed the lame. He healed the brokenness. He stopped up the blood from running there. I mean, this is the reason he came, to prove himself first, that we may have some history on his qualifications. He's qualified, y'all. And he's able to do these things. there's nothing impossible with God. Absolutely nothing. The Bible says it is with us, though. It is with us. But it's impossible for him to fail. He can't fail. So why do you think and believe you're a failure? Why do you think and believe that you won't succeed? Fear. I'm afraid I won't succeed if I do this. I want it. Baby, listen, God is not a God of failure. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are good and not evil. Why you thinking evil? I told you to think on things that's good. Why are you thinking on things that's evil? People coming to you whispering in your ear, telling you they said this, he said, they said, we said, all said. He said, what did I say? I say, think on things of a good report, not the negative stuff that's coming. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about, I told you not to be troubled. Don't worry about these things. Listen, this is what he said. After this, and this was this him on the cross. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. To accomplish something is bringing about a result by effort. It's to bring to completion. He had accomplished any and everything for us, y'all. Listen to this. That the scripture might be fulfilled. And then he said, I thirst. Now there was a set of... Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So don't you know, without a shadow of a doubt, it does not matter what you're going through. It does not matter how long you've been going through it. It's already finished. It's finished because it does not even exist no more. You may have went through that heartbreak in that relationship or in that marriage or in that friendship or in that dope ship or whatever ship it was. You may have been hurt or broke down, but it don't exist no more. So it is finished. Don't keep thinking on it. Don't keep dwelling on it. Don't keep saying, if I were... Erase them regrets. Write your name down on a yellow sheet of paper and then say, Lord, remove any regrets. Any if I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Because God is the one that can heal you from that. He is the one that can heal you from that heartbreak. He is the one that can heal you from that hurt. He is the one that can heal you from that pain. Write your name down on the yellow sheet of paper and write down, Lord, remove these regrets. Remember what he said on today. And do not forget it ever. Jesus came down here that we may be healed even in our minds. Why do he say that? He said because he regulates the minds of the people. If we keep dwelling on what happened, what was, and what could be, we're going to stay in a place of fear. And he cannot regulate our mind. Why? Because we're not thinking on things of a good report. We're thinking negative. We're thinking the things that's causing us to go into a place of hope. Lost hope. Hopelessness. So write down all these things that cause you to be troubled. Whether it's your mama, your father, your sister, your brother. Whether it's your finances, on your job, people around you, your friends. How about your very enemies? Oh, mama, we're not going to be troubled by this stuff. Justice for our peace is done already. When Jesus came down here, he called that boy Hosanna and walked this land, baby. He was walking it for our freedom. He was walking it to make sure that we got to a place of understanding and where our confidence should lie in. Our confidence should lie in him. We're not going to have confidence in that job, because if I lose that job, then where my confidence is. Now you're in a place of depression. You're in a place of sadness. You're in a place of fear. We walk around here and we are in a place of loneliness. He said, you are never alone. I'm with you even until the very end of the world. But because we can't see or feel or touch, we still feel like we alone because we need that body temperature. Come on, somebody. But God. He said, put your affections on things that are above. We put our affections on any and everything else. The money, the houses, the cars, the men, the women, the drugs, the alcohol, the, because all these things brings us pleasure. It brings us pleasure. Anything else that is not bringing us pleasure, it takes us to a place of feeling like we are not happy or I can't be happy. Don't y'all know that happiness is temporary, but joy is eternal and internal? Happiness is visual stuff. It's materialistic stuff. But joy is internal. You can't see it. So in the midst of it, even in the midst of you going through that challenge, that experience, or that trial, you still got peace because your assurance is in God. Now, why do we got me saying that? Because of what my troubles are. I'm talking about me. I said, Lord, I already know you're going to do it because you told me you was going to do it. I just don't know when you're going to do it. And I want you to hurry up and do it. But what we need to realize and need to understand is that any and every individual that is in our life, attached to us, across our path, everybody got their own journey. Why are we letting it trouble us along with our own journey? We worrying about theirs as well as our own. And then we are in a place of being troubled. And that trouble causes us to go into a place of fear of what the outcome going to be because of the choices that is being made. And then we say, well, Lord, what's next? Now we scared of that. That's adding on to it. Is it ever going to stop? That's another add-on. But Jesus came to give us justice from all this stuff. That we may be in a place of peace. How can we be in a place of peace? By simply trusting him with all our heart. You can trust the Lord not just for yourself, but you can trust the Lord for any and everybody that's attached to you. Any and everything that he has even allowed you to lay eyes on or even hear. With all our heart and not lean to our own understanding. Why do I say that? Because of what he told me. I'm troubled. I cannot lean to my own understanding because I'm afraid of the choice that they may make. Is that not my own understanding? That's my own understanding. But what I need to understand is that I'm standing on that foundation, which is Jesus, and I'm going to trust him with any and everything and everybody that is attached to me because I know the thoughts he got towards me, them same thoughts as towards you, because he is not a God that shows favoritism. So I got to believe that for my son, my grandson, and my great-grandson, and my great-great. I got to believe it for my husband. I got to believe it for any and everybody that's attached to me, any and everybody that he allowed to cross my path. I got to believe it even for my enemies. I got to believe that. You have to believe that. You have to believe that what a person sow, that shall they reap. It ain't no karma. It's if they did it, they're going to get it back. Simple as that. It ain't no coincidences. Everything happened for a reason. In a season, you have to go through a season of brokenness. You have to go through a season of him putting you back together. You got to go through a season of pain, just like you got to go through a season of joy. It's a purpose for any and everything under here, but what we have to do as individuals is trust the Lord with us. How easy is that? Because we think and believe that we know what is best for us as an individual. And we try to figure it out. What we say, I'm going to make it happen. Yeah, okay. We cannot do absolutely nothing without God. The Bible says we are nothing without him. So God is your everything. Any and everything that troubles you, any and every situation, every problem, every concern, whether it's from your past or even now, because there's some things that happened in our past, baby, that we still pondering on, and it's hovering over us like a dark cloud. Write that stuff down. If it's hard for you to forgive some folk or get past some stuff, write that down. Lord, help me. We always going to the Lord trying to tell on somebody and pointing the finger and wagging the head. How about we say, Lord, help me not to look at them some type of way because they don't know how to act. Lord, help me to act right even if they not acting right. God knows, y'all, what we need and what we don't need. He knows. He any and everything that we need, y'all. Don't continuously be troubled. We worry about the wrong stuff. We worry about the money. We worry about the wrong stuff. I keep telling you, you can't outgive God. You just can't. The more you give, the more you'll receive. The Bible says so. So when I say that, you can't outgive him loving on somebody. You can't outgive him being nice to somebody. You sure can't outgive him any money. Because, baby, it all is his stuff. We cannot. We have to get to a place in our hearts and even in our minds, in the knowing and even in the understanding of it all. God is any and everything that we need him to be. He justified it all for our peace. God is. So write down all that stuff that caused you to be strained, caused you to be hurt, caused you to be all messed up. He ain't gonna fall short of his promises. He sent his son Jesus down here that we could be in a place of peace. Stop trying to work it out on your own. Stop trying to figure it out on your own. Stop trying to do it on your own. God is. God is. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. And it's a whole bunch of stuff that we're still holding on to. Not only can we not get past it, that thing is embedded in us and it don't even exist anymore. Write it all down. Write your name on a sheet of paper and write down, Lord, remove any regrets. Because we got, I should have did this and I should have did that and I know what I'm going to do now. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Jesus. God is in and everything that we need. And the strength of my life. God is. When you think that you are your weakest, he is your strength. When you think you lack in something, baby, he will fulfill you. That's why he came down here. He came down here that we would not just live in peace, baby, but we would walk in peace. Not just with one another, but inside of our minds. Baby, when your enemy come around, instead of you snorkeling and turning your nose up, you will be smiling and opening up your arms to embrace them. So give it all to him today. He is your peace. When he justified it all for us, y'all. We ain't got to hold none of this stuff. We ain't got to carry none of this stuff. We ain't got to be afraid of none of this stuff. None of it. We want to just give it all unto him. We want to let him have it all. And when you get through writing it down, come up here, put it on the altar. and leave it on the altar. Stop praying for yourself. Because God is. Thank you, Jesus. God is. He is in and everything that we need him to be. Thank you, Jesus. We need to give him all this stuff. Thank you, Jesus. When you put that stuff up there on that altar, just start praying for yourself and stay on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. God is. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be in that place of fear, thinking and believing this or that. Come on, y'all. Give it all to him on today. Release it all unto him on today. Because he is our all in all. He is the only one that can fix it and change it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, your word has went forward, Lord. Oh God, your word has went forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I have given your people what you told me to give them, Father. I'm asking you right now to touch each and every last one of us, Father God, from the top of our head to the very sole of our feet. Oh God, you know any and every situation, every concern, every problem, and every worry that we have, God, that has caused us to go into that place of fear, doubt, shame, embarrassment, God. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has overtaken us even in the wee hours of the night, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we sleep and slumber. You know all the people that they came up against us, the lies and the deceit and the manipulation that has overtaken our lives, Lord, that causes us to go into a place of darkness and depression. But right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast in all our cares at your feet, God, because you sent your son Jesus down here, God, that we may be in a place of peace. You sent them down here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to reassure us, Lord, that we are not by ourselves, God. You sent your son Jesus down here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be in a place, Father God, of comfort in him, Lord, because you said that you will send your comforter. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort the people in their hearts on today and remove any grief. Comfort the people in the hearts on today, God, and remove depression. Comfort the people in the hearts on today, Lord, and remove the sadness. Comfort the people in the hearts on today and remove the sorrow. Comfort the people in the hearts on today, Father God, and remove the heartbreak. Comfort the people in the hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and everything that's causing them to go into a place of despair. Comfort the hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be enriched in your glory. Oh, God, you sent your son Jesus, Lord, that we may be able to be free. And we want to be free in our thoughts. We want to be free in our heart. We want to be free even in our conversation, Lord, that as our conversations go with anybody else, Father God, it will not be a place of negativity, but it'll be a place, Father God, of positivity. Oh God, comfort our hearts, God, because we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the joy of our strength. You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is the light in darkness. You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, is the provider when we cannot see it. It is you, God. Remove any regrets. Remove any regrets on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God. Lift up the heaviness up off our hearts on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be so troubled, Father God, concerning the men, children, concerning the husband, concerning the wives, concerning the grandchildren, concerning the great-grandchildren. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be enriched trust in you, God. Oh, Lord, because you said, Lord, that you would save them. You said that you would protect them. Lord, continue to do it, Father God, and shield them, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to be let us not be troubled, Father God, in the name of Jesus, concerning what's going on in the but we're going to cast all our cares at your feet. We're going to give you all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know that you can handle them. We know that you can fix them. We know that you can rearrange them. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. So we're going to give it all to you on today, because we know there is nothing that is impossible with you, God. I'm asking you to touch the relationships on today, serving any and every addiction that we have, God. If it's an anger problem, God, that we're addicted to, sever it. If it's coffee that we're addicted to, sever it. If it's drugs or alcohol we're addicted to, sever it. If it's manipulation that we're addicted to, sever it. If it's I'm asking you to uproot it, God. I'm asking you to uproot it on today, God. We need your help, God. We need your help, because we cannot do it on our own. Help us to recognize and realize this is why Jesus came. Oh God, help us to utilize what you have given us access to, and that's the salvation of the freedom in you. Help us on today, God, to turn from our wicked ways of sin. Help us to turn from the iniquities and transgressions. Help us to turn, Father God, and seek your face even the more, because this is why you sent your son, Jesus. Oh God, you have given us access to the throne. You have given us access to this freedom, and we're accepting it on today, God. Help us, your people, to come in agreement with this freedom, God, that we will not continue, Father God, to compromise. We will not continue, Father God, to think this and think that. We will not lean to our own understanding. Help us to trust you even the more, God, because without you, Lord, we are nothing, and we could be nothing. But right now, Lord, any and everything that you say that we are, we come in agreement with it, and we accept it on today, God, because there's some people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in our lives are trying to tell us what we are not, and they try to speak evil over our lives. Oh God, but we are everything that you said that we are, so we accept it on today, Father God. Let us walk in it, Father God, with divine favor. Let us walk in it, God, with the divine connection with you, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every prayer, God, that's inside of our hearts. Don't just touch them, God, but simply consider them, Lord. Consider them, Lord. Every prayer that's on the altar, everyone that's in our hearts, all the prayers that we're writing down, Father God, that we never even spoke out loud or never even discussed with anybody. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch them and consider them, Father God. Oh God, it's all because of your son, Jesus, that we are who we are. We come in acceptance on today, Father God. We come in acceptance on today, Lord. Oh, my mind, I want y'all to understand on today that each and every last one of us is special in the sight of God. And it may be, have to be some things that's going on in our lives or whatever. We think and believe that we got to prove something or show something. We only have one person that we got to prove something to or show something to, just that one person, and that is Jesus. But what we need to realize is that we have to make the choice to do right. Understand, you can't get it right. The Bible says so. Only Jesus, God, is the only one that imputes righteousness inside of us. But make the right choice, and he'll help you to get it right. So we're going to choose the opposite, and we're going to think on things that are good and of a good report. you, Jesus. Father God, touch each and every individual on this altar. You know any and everything that we need individually, Father God. You know any and every situation and any and every concern. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to tear down the walls and the barriers, God, that we will not go into a place of deceit or even deception. Lord, remove the scales off our eyes that we could clearly see. Lord, uncork our ear gates that we could clearly hear. Oh God, let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan be done within our lives, Lord, that we will not be retracking. The Lord don't want us to backtrack. He don't want us to, he say, return not again to the yoke of bondage. He don't want us to keep doing that. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept the new and release the old. Everybody on the altar, just say, I release the old right now. Yeah, come on, one more time. I release the old right now. Come on.
I release the old right now.
We're not going to practice it. We're not. We release. Come on, one more time. I release the old right now.
I release the old right now.
Help us to release it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be repeating a cycle of depression and sadness and lost hope and fear and shame and addictions and all this stuff, Father God. Now, when he say addictions, he's talking about anything. Don't you know you could be addicted to watching TV? You could be addicted to constantly just rolling your finger around on your knee. You could be... Addictions can be anything, y'all. Anything that could corrupt your mind, your thoughts, or even your body. Father God, whatever it may be, Father God, that situation, that concern, or that worry, turn it around for your people. Even now, God, consider every prayer that we put on the altar, because you said that we also cast our cares at you because you care for us. So we're giving it all to you right now, Lord. And we tell you we love you. And we ask you to answer these prayers and consider them all. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Do you believe it's turning around for you? Because I believe it's turning around for me. I'm not going to be troubled or concerned. I want to anoint all you guys. I'm sorry. Come up here so that I can anoint you guys. I don't want to be troubled by that situation or by that concern or by that thought or that fear or that thing that you don't even remember. I'm telling you,
around for me, it's turning around. Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me. Around for me.
Come on, y'all.
It's turning around.
It's turning around for me.
Thank you, Jesus. I see the breaking.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making the way.
I got a text. In the midst of me getting that text, I also was talking to an individual on this week, and in the midst of me talking and texting the people and the folk,
and
we forget that Jesus came, that we ain't got to be depressed.
This is the good news.
That we ain't got to have lost hope. We ain't got to be fearful. It's just a season. We ain't got to, I'm telling y'all, God is doing some things for us. He turning some things around. He moving some things. He fixing some things. He said he was going to fix it. He said he was going to fix it. He said he was. And didn't wanna always be like this. We have so much troubles and so many things going on inside of us that we don't even express and tell nobody half of the time. Because for one, we done talked about it before, or we done said something, but really people don't know what be going on really deep down in the inside, because these things troubles us. I'm telling y'all, for the last couple of days I've been like, Lord, here remind me, come on now, did I tell you let not your heart be troubled? I say, Lord, I'm trying not to be troubled, and because I know you there, and I know you gonna do this, and I know you gonna do that, but Lord, they may not make the right choice, and that's because he gave us that free will. So they got a free will to choose whatever they want to. And choosing, the next step is action. Huh. And then that's when them regrets and consequences come in, baby. So Lord, help God. Help right now and lift up the heaviness off your people, God. That we won't continue to carry this stuff, Lord. That these things won't have us burdened in our thoughts. Oh God, help us on today. We're giving it all to you right now, God. We giving it all to you right now, God. We giving it all to you right now, God. Oh, my mind, little local. We can't carry this stuff. We can't. And how about we be troubled by somebody else's troubles? They trouble us because of our concern or our connection. Oh, God, let your peace rest and abide, Father. Let your peace, because that's why he came. He came that we may be able to have peace. So while we going through or while we in it, we still should have peace. Why? Because our confidence is it's all going to work out for our good. It's all going to work out for our good. That's what he said. It's going to work out for our good. Especially if you love him. He said, if you love me, it's going to work out for your good. And actually, you ain't seen or you ain't heard what I got prepared for you because you love me. So while you going through, just know I'm going to take you through. It's an end game. When Jesus hung up on that cross and gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. Let it be finished today. Everything that you put on that altar, let it be finished, y'all. Let it be over. Don't let it even be a bad. When that passing thought comes, say, I bind and rebuke every thought that is not good in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke every thought that causes me to hurt in the name of Jesus. I'm going to think on things that are good. I'm going to think on things that are of a good report. Something that's kind. Something that'll purify my heart and my thoughts. So when that passing thought come by, it won't even get past. It won't get past. Father God, do it for us, your people. Because you know us individually. You know us name by name. You number the hairs on our head. Lord, do it for us, God. No, we don't understand it, Lord, but we trusted in you. We trusting in you, God. And help us even in our unbelief. How many times it's hard for us to believe it? Help us in our unbelief. Because we be in it for so long. We don't believe that we could get out of it. Oh, you ain't got me out of it all this time, Lord. You done forgot about me. Nope, I ain't forgot. Sometimes we got to be still and be quiet in it. Oh God, help us, Lord. Shine down on these, your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to encourage your people, Father God, that they will not go in a place of darkness. They will not go into that place of fear. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that we can depend on you. He is a dependable God, y'all. He is dependable.
Dependable.
That song right on time. He's still God. He's still God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us to even have a mind to come in your sanctuary, Lord, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God, continue to encourage your people. Continue to comfort your people. Continue to instruct and direct and correct and help us all, God. Because we need you like we never needed you before. Let your peace, God, rest, rule, and abide in us, around us, and any and everything that's attached to us, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all. Let's just give God a hand clap of praise. Because God is so gracious towards us. He helps us even when we don't even know how to help ourselves. He helps us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so gracious.
Thank you.
He's so gracious. He don't want us to hold on to absolutely nothing. Sometimes we don't even know how to release it. Because it's so burdensome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to release these things. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. God is so gracious. The Bible declares that we are helpers one to another. Sometimes people be carrying stuff so they don't even know that they carrying it deep down inside like that. Until they get that embrace. Or they get that word, be encouraged, or simply hold your hand up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so gracious. So the Lord says, worry not. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Because it ain't absolutely nothing you knew about it. And you can't change it. Sometimes we done did all that we can do. And it still seems like it ain't enough and we can do something else. But it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. So make sure you give it all to, just leave it right here. Don't take it back with you. Don't take it back with you. Leave it right here. Because God knows just what you need and when you need it. Lord, how long am I be in this place? When is the change going to come? It's already some change taking place. But because we be in that place for so long, it's hard to see. You know? And it could be the simplest and the littlest thing. It's hard for us to see it. So I tell you guys today, please, please, Know that Jesus came and we can be in a place of peace. And when your peace is disturbed, say, Lord, I'm casting all my cares at your feet. Give me the solution. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. So he gonna give you the solution. But you got to acknowledge him. 90% of the time, we don't acknowledge him. We getting on the phone trying to do it ourselves. Or we going here, running here, trying to work it out ourselves. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your hands. He'll give you the solution. He'll tell you. Because everybody that say they love you don't love you. I'm talking about these men. I'm talking about these women. I'm talking about these. He talking about relationships right now. Everybody that say they love you don't love you. It's a convenience of benefits. And then, when so much time is wasted and invested, now you see it. But that's because your love was on a different perspective than that love. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And that troubles us. So we got to give that to him too. Them uncertainties. They'll mess us up. Because we as people always look for guarantees. That's what we want. Because we say, promise me. Pinky slayer. Yep. We got all kinds of little words that we say for to get that assurance that we yearn after. Because it's a yearning. I guess I'm the only one. But it's the truth. So right now we got to understand and realize that Jesus is the only one. He the only one that can fix it, change it, move it, rearrange it. It's some people in our lives that we don't want to let go. That God keep on giving us a way of escape, but we keep on entangling ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. Why? Because we don't want to be alone. Or we don't think that we good enough. Or how about won't nobody else want us but them? That's a lie. God got somebody prepared for each and every last one of us. But we want what we want. When we want it. And when they not doing it the way we want it, we don't want it. But then we did want it again. That's us. So we got to realize that even in the midst of going through our wants, going through our challenges, our experiences, and our struggles, we have to realize that Jesus came, that even in the midst of it all, he gave us peace. When he said it was finished, it was peace. It was peace. I just keep seeing a cycle with you. The Lord showing me just a cycle. And it's not because you don't want to do better by that individual. And I couldn't tell you. But it's like a repetitive cycle. The same thing over and over. No matter what you do, that you can't change folk. Did y'all know you can't change folk? And no matter what you do or how much of it you do or when you do it or often as you do it, it ain't going to change them, but it'll change you. It'll change you. It'll change your perspective, your outlook, your attitude, your verbiage. It'll change you. Sometimes you got, he told us before, you got to not just turn around the other cheek. You got to turn and walk away from some stuff. Before you too far gone that you, you know what I'm saying? It's hard not to get past and forgive. You know? And trying so hard. Because we want to please God. I think, don't we? We want to please God. So we trying so hard. It's, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. I'm talking about me. And I know I ain't the only one. He want us to have that peace. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something that he said on today that would encourage us to know and realize that Jesus, y'all, is the one. That even in the midst of us going through, we should have peace. Why? Because he said it's finished. So if it happened already, it don't exist no more, say it's finished. That's the end. It's over. A done. Finished. Next chapter. Next chapter is over. Say it again, girl. It's over. It's over. I'm not going to dwell on it that it keep me in the place where I can't go to my next or understand what's next. I may not understand what's next, but I know the thought that you've got towards me, God, is good. So that's what I'm going to think on. Ooh, I don't know what it is, but I'm in anticipation and I'm waiting. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all y'all. I'm excited because of what God is going to do in our lives. And this is why he is reminding us. Don't let that trouble delay you from believing. Don't let that trouble delay you from trusting. Because that trouble can delay us because of what we see or hear. Did y'all get it? I hope I said something today that, because, baby, this morning when God woke me up at 3 o'clock, I was like, Lord, I'm finna give it to you right now. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you. I have to. So that I won't be in a place of disturbance. And then he said, you got to remind the people. That's why Jesus came. He said it was finished. Therefore, he gave us access. He said, cast your cares at me because I care for you. Come on, you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, don't let that thing be a stronghold because I put some power in you that you can pull it down. You see what I'm saying? We got to remember was that we're not going to walk around here and have a form of godliness and deny the power. No, we're going to speak those things. We're going to speak it. We're going to believe it and we're going to stand on it. Jesus was our foundation, y'all. He the tear to the building blocks. I'm almost through with my book too, The Building Blocks of Life. He the tear to it. I'm telling you. Because he's able. He's able. Know that I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. I love y'all and so do Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I don't know where everybody at today. You know it's Mardi Gras time. They out partying. Doing what they do. Mardi Gras. Look, Mardi Gras came around tax time. Everybody doing the do. Thank you, Jesus. I hope it was something said on today. He got right to the point today, y'all, did he not? Y'all know when he done, I'm done, because I can't make up absolutely nothing. I'll be sitting up here looking like on like the Ice Age. Do. I ain't trying to look like no do. I love y'all so much. The name of the sermon again was Justice for Our Peace. So call it and it's done. is good. Y'all missed a good part of it. Y'all better go listen to it on the website. Yeah. I love y'all so much. Justice for our peace. And then a colon, and then it's done. So he's at peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.